This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
For husbands and so on and so forth, why women are supposed to pray at the back in the masjid and not with men? Because we received this request from some community members. Why do you allow women to come and pray with you here? Okay, so you live in this environment, you know what I'm talking about. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when Allah said, لَيْسَ ذَكَرُكَ الْأُنْثَى, there is no discrimination here. It doesn't mean any. It means that they are different. Allah created them with different characters, different characteristics, different skills, different capacities. And they are supposed to play different roles in society and within family environment, and that's it. Very simple. Don't make it complicated. In different ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He said, none of them will be wronged. Like we have in Surah An-Nisa, وَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ مِنَ الصَّالِحَاتِ مِنْ ذَكَرٍ أَوْ أُنْثَى وَهُوَ مُؤْمِنٌ فَأُولَئِكَ يَدْخُلُونَ الْجَنَّةَ وَلَا يُظْلَمُونَ نَقِيرًا. So in Surah An-Nisa, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He said, those who do good, whether males or females, while they believed in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then they will enter paradise and they will not be wronged. So both of them will be given their rewards. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will appreciate the efforts of men, males on this earth, and He will appreciate the efforts of females on this earth. But both of them have different, as I said, roles to play on this earth. Wallahu ta'ala a'lam. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will treat them in the same way on the Day of Judgment. So she said, I have named her Maryam, and I seek your protection for her and her offspring from shaitan, the accursed. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us that He accepted her dua, accepted Maryam graciously, and blessed her with a pleasant upbringing. So she was a pious girl. She was pure, a pure child, alayha as-salam. Now, Zakariya alayhi salam used to take care of her. You know the story in Surah Ali Imran, the other priests, other people were competing, and they made, they used some draws to pick a name. Who would take care, pick the guardian, to select the guardian of Maryam before she went into the masjid. And the name of Zakariya appeared. And he was the father, the husband of her aunt, the husband of her aunt. So he should be the one who take care of her at that time because her father passed away, right? Now, Zakariya, Allah told us, كُلَّمَا دَخَلَ عَلَيْهَا زَكَرِيَّ الْمِحْرَابَ وَجَدَ عِنْدَهَا رِزْقًا. Whenever Zakariya entered the mihrab to visit Maryam, he would find some sustenance with her. And he would ask her, where did you get this food? Now, the ulama, they said, he used to ask her because this is another miracle that was given to, saintly miracle that was given to Maryam alayhi salam. She was blessed with winter fruits in the summer. And she was given summer fruits in the winter, during the winter. That is the interpretation of the ulama of tafsir. Wallahu ta'ala alam. That's why he was like asking from where he got this food. Because if it was from him, or if it was normal food, seasonal food, then he wouldn't ask this question. But it was, to him, it was something unusual. And she said, her reply was, this is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Verily, Allah provides sustenance to whom He wills without limit. بِغَيْرِ حِسَابٍ. Now, Zakariya alayhi salam was inspired, even though he was a prophet, but he was inspired with this, with Allah's provision to Maryam. Because this is a kind of miracle, right? So, and he was a childless. And he became old. And he became weak. And his wife was barren. She was not able to bear children. And his wife was old. But he thought, since Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is giving Maryam fruits, winter fruits in the summer, and summer fruits in the summer, I will ask Him for a child. So he made a beautiful dua. For those who, any father, any parent can make this dua including those who have children. It's a beautiful dua in ayah 38 in Surah. Immediately when he left from her place, he made this dua. هُنَالِكَ دَعَى زَكَرِيَّ رَبَّهُ. This is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said. قَالَ رَبِّ هَبْ لِي مِنْ لَدُنْكَ ذُرِّيَّةً طَيِّبَةً إِنَّكَ سَمِيعُ الدُّعَى. Oh my Lord, grant me from you a good offspring. You are indeed the all-hearing of invocations. So if someone is newly married and he's hoping to get pious children, righteous children, to be blessed with righteous and pious children, this is a good dua to memorize, the dua of Zakariya alayhi salam in ayah 38 in Surah Ali Imran. رَبِّ هَبْ لِي مِنْ لَدُنْكَ ذُرِّيَّةً طَيِّبَةً إِنَّكَ سَمِيعُ الدُّعَى. And إِنَّكَ سَمِيعُ الدُّعَى, also you can use it with other du'as. It's a way of seeking nearness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. تَوَسُّل بِأَسْمَاءِ اللَّهِ الْحُسْنَى. Seeking nearness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by using some of His names and attributes in your dua. And this is the best way to seek nearness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when making dua. So you mention some of His names, some of His attributes. One of them here, إِنَّكَ سَمِيعُ الدُّعَى. Verily you are the all-hearing of all invocations. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala hears all supplications. There is no doubt about it. And then on the same page, we're talking about her story in Surah Al-Imran. Later on, we'll talk about her story in Surah Maryam. Here, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us that angels used to encourage Maryam to increase her qunut and her ruku' and her sujood. This is a proof that they used to perform sujood and ruku' in their prayer. Ya Maryam, qunuti li rabbiki wasjudi warka'i ma'a al-raki'in. This is ayah 43 in Surah Ali Imran. O Maryam, be devout to your Lord, prostrate yourself